наш край був вільним знов, проливали свою кров.
Козаки, козаки, заспіваймо ж, браття, на всі голоси, ми є вільні запорозькі козаки.
Наливай, косатай, дачний Дорошенко, і Хмельницький, і Мазепа, і Шевченко, і Трацілой, Гонта, і Залізняк, і Симон Белюра, отаман козак.
Трацило, Гонта, і Залізняк,
і Симон Белюра, отаман козак. Всі вони з оболю полягли, віру нашу зберегли, щоби Україна процвітала знов, а в ній процвітали правда і любов.
Щоби Україна процвітала знов, а в ній процвітали правда і любов.
Козаки, козаки, заспіваймо ж, браття, на всі голоси, ми є вільні запорозькі козаки.
Ці голоси, ми є вільні запорозькі козаки,
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 заспіваймо ж, браття, на всі голоси, ми є вільні запорозькі козаки.
And a nice lively start to our program, thanks to Shoom. That is from their very first CD recording, which is self-titled Shoom. And for those who are Ukrainian impaired, Shoom means a noise, a sound, a murmur in the heart, or roaring of waves. And they do like to make a joyful noise. Shoom from their first CD, and that was Yak Surme Zahrayut Kozatska Slava. And as the trumpets, a medley of two tunes as the trumpets sounded, and Kozak Glory. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thanks so much for joining me here on our Nash Holos, and I do hope you'll enjoy your time together. We have a great program lined up for you. As usual, we've got Vasil Pavlovsky coming by with his cultural capsule, a proverb of the week, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a group from Edmonton by the name of Migrena, which means migraine. What a name. But they do good music, and this next number is from their CD called Beauty Is Not Contagious. And it's a wedding tune called Visit Yavko, Carrying Apples.
Файна, котра дівка файна, вийти заміж мусить. Котра дівка файна, котра дівка файна, вийти заміж мусить. Весілля, весілля, на весіллі люди. Як би мені знати, як би мені знати, коли ж моє буде. Як би мені знати, як би мені знати, коли ж моє буде. Thank you. mojak senju. Tebe trelečenkom, ciluj mamu ručku, ciluj mamu ručku, a mene lečenkom. Ciluj mamu ručku, ciluj mamu ručku, a mene lečenkom. Redmonton i praznek, orilka se lije, a ja na robotu, a ja na robotu, kad to krov zalije. A ja na robotu, a ja na robotu, kad to krov zalije.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was a group called Lastulka, Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra, from their CD Stepom, which is, means Across the Steps. And that was Nad Shirokim Dniprom, the Wide Dnieper River. Before them, you heard that delightful little choir. Not a little choir, it's a large choir, actually. There are about, looks like about 40 or some kids in this choir, and they are the students of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal. And this is from their recording called Usmikhnetsya Sonechko, The Smiling Sun, and that number was Veshevanochka, Embroidered Shirt. We're going to slow it down a little bit with another performer from Montreal. And this is from going back a few years. 1985 is when this was recorded. And the performer's name is Lesha. And you can set aside your dancing boots just for a little while. You will need them later on in the program, so don't set them too far away. But for now, just kick back, relax, and enjoy this gorgeous voice singing Chervonaya Kalinonka, The Red Cranberry. You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you.
That was the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their second CD recording called Vorone, which means crows. And the song was Shche Raz, which means once again. And the lyrics are to the effect that I will never forget our native land and our mother tongue. And I chose this song because Tuesday is National Ukrainian Language Day. Now, that was an initiative of former President Yushchenko. And under this regime, the Ukrainian language, as most of us know, has come under attack once again, probably the most beleaguered language in the history of the world. And this current regime is turning back the clock to the days of the Soviet era and even Tsarist imperialism, when the Ukrainian language was constantly under attack for some inexplicable reason. It seemed to be a threat to the regimes. Currently, the Ukrainian National Language Day probably will not be observed. The page is still up on the president's website. I guess they have other things that they're concerned about. I'm sure it will come down in time. And for the first time in 10 years, a competition for school children, a language competition, has been canceled. So things aren't boding well under this regime for the Ukrainian language in the native country. However, here on Nash Holos, although we don't speak a whole lot of Ukrainian here, we still give an awful lot of support, and we'll do our bit to support the promotion of the Ukrainian language in Ukraine and in diaspora communities. So coming up next, another song, this one by a Ukrainian artist. Her name is Anichka, and the title track from her CD, Pohovorit zi mnoyu po-vkrayinske, Speak to Me in Ukrainian.
Чому? чому в житті так вийшло. Чому в житті так вийшло? Ридає ностальгія в чужині. Є білий сад і зацвітають вишні. І так до мами хочеться мені.
I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. His father was a military officer in the Tsar's army and stationed in St. Petersburg, Russia, when he was born on November 11, 1896. But while he was still young, the family relocated to Warsaw in 1898. He had an adept ear and quickly took to music. At the age of six, he amazed family guests by playing Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8, also known as Sonata Pathétique by ear. One of the guests, a professor at the Warsaw University, was truly impressed, and while his father, Stefan, wanted him to follow in his footsteps as a military officer, this was not to be. The young man entered Warsaw University, where he acquired his early musical education, and then went on to study at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. But it was during his entrance exam to the conservatory that he showed his incredible ear for music and memory. During the exam, he sight-read the piece he was to play, set it aside, and performed it from memory. Once enrolled in the conservatory, he studied under a number of well-known individuals, including Mikhail Sokolov, who himself was a pupil of Rimsky-Korsakov. When he completed his studies in 1918, he relocated to Zhytomyr, Ukraine, where his family had resettled. For 10 years, from 1919 to 1929, while in Zhytomyr, Viktor Kosenko focused his work on popularizing Ukrainian piano music and composed three piano sonatas, a piano trio, and a piano concerto, as well as numerous sonatas for violin and piano, as well as for those two instruments and the cello. In 1929, he was invited to Kyiv to teach at the Lysenko Institute. A few years later, in 1934, he became rector at the Kyiv Conservatory. It was during his tenure at the conservatory that he completed his symphony, Moldavian Poem, which he never heard performed, dying of a heart attack on October 3, 1938. However, Kosenko's calling card was the work which he composed for children, 24 piano plays in total, as well as many miniatures, as his works were once referred to by Ukrainian pianist Atala Chupik. His contemporary friend and composer, Lev Gorevutsky, wrote this of him: "One of the most valuable traits of Viktor Stepanovich was that he belonged to a group of artists which created around itself that mystical atmosphere which is a living and active stimulus for creative youth." I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured composer, pianist, and musical educator Viktor Kosenko.
Thank you.
And that was an original composition by Viktor Kosenko from the CD, The Vancouver Collection, Undiscovered Geniuses. And it is a collection of the music by Ukrainian pianist Othella Chuprik, who was out a couple of years back to record this CD in Vancouver. And that selection was Viktor Kosenko's poema Lehenda No. 2, Opus 12 in E-flat minor. And up next, I'd like to share a delightful surprise that came my way. This is from a CD recording of Oleksandr Koshyt's works. It is from a concert on the 130th anniversary of Koshyt's birth, and it was recorded in 2006 at the Pollock Hall at McGill University. And it consists of McGill University music students from the Schulich School of Music, and this choir of students was conducted by Svetlana Lysagar, a Ukrainian conductor in the area. It is a collection of liturgical works as well as Ukrainian folk songs, and it consists mostly of the students of the school with a few people from Ukrainian choirs in the area just to ensure that the enunciation was correct. One of those people is the kind gentleman who sent me this CD to share with you, and his name is Roman Kostek. He's a member of the Ensemble Podivit from Montreal. Here now is the choir of McGill music students under the direction of Svetlana Lysagar with a traditional Ukrainian folk song. A violin is singing in the streets. You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Дорога від моїх воріт до твоїх воріт, як струна. Тож чому згубився твій самотній слід, знаєш, ти одна, зимна осінь ще той слід листям не накрила, бо до тебе навесні я повернусь мила. Твої руки я візьму знову в свої руки. Не розквітне поміж нас жовтий квіт розлуки.
Не ховай горі, заспівай мені в останній раз пісню ту, пісню собі на сповідь. Пісня буде поміж нас, бо твій голос щедра хвалі. Я навколо зелен колос нею повен, жовтий лист спаде і виросте зелений, а ти в пісні будеш завжди біля мене.
Як зійдуть сніги із гір потоками, ой, глибокими навесні, забрини дорога та неспокоєм вдалині мені, вдалині. Зімна осінь ще той слід листям не накрила, бо до тебе навесні я повернусь, мила. Твої руки я візьму знов свої руки, не розквітне поміж нас жовтий квіт розлуки.
Не ховай очей блакитний промінь, заспівай мені в останній раз пісню ту, пісню собі на сповідь. Пісня буде поміж нас, бо твій голос, бо твій голос щедро повінь. Я мав голос зелен, голос нею повен, жовтий лист спаде і виросте зелений, а ти в пісні будеш завжди біля мене.
That was our blast from the past, coming a little later than usual in the program. And the song is Pisnya Buda Pomish Nas. It is the song Will Be Among Us, an original composition by the very prolific Volodymyr Ivasyuk, the late Volodymyr Ivasyuk, from a tribute album to him, and that was performed by the group called Vatra. And up next, we're going to pick up the pace a little bit. Remember those dancing boots. Time to strap them on again. Here now is Lvivsky Muzyka with Kotelas Bochka, the Rolling Barrel.
процвітає.
А у бідної дівчиноньки одна короліна,
поп під гору несе воду, цвіте як калина, поп під гору несе воду, цвіте як калина.
A duet consisting of Taisia Povali and Josep Kobzon from a CD called Odna Yedena, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, of course, Oy Chorna, Yesi Chorna, I am a dark-eyed beauty. Well, we'll be bringing it back now to the Canadian Prairies and a group called the Ukrainian Connection from their Volume 2 CD. And this is the Saskatchewan backup band for Mickey and Bunny, and still presumably going strong. And up next now is a fiddle duet called Betty's Polka.
Thank you.
the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. And you can also find out more about Nash Holos and the Catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's spelled NASHHOLOS. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Well, our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Людина без волі, то так, як бояк без зброї. And our proverb of the week translates as, a person without liberty is like a soldier without arms. Well, that about wraps things up, so I will leave you with one last tune. It is by the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg, and it is from Volume 24 that they have released. It is called the Pierogi Dance, and they'll be taking us home with the Sparks Off the Anvil Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.